Greetings, Gunslinger Posse, and welcome to Branded for June 19th, 2024, Juneteenth. Sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring. Live from Matangas Pizzeria in San Antonio for Week 15, Game 12. He's Tom Manas, head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers, and I'm Ralph Judkins, your host. Be part of the team tonight by chiming in on the chat with your name, your location, your question, your comment, and we expect there'll be a few of those tonight. And go on while you're at it and subscribe and like. All right, Coach, any questions before we kick this off with our first quarter?
Nope, glad to be here.
All right, let's get it started on a rainy day in San Antonio. You're watching Branded Live from Matangas Pizzeria.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Gunslingers, let's go, baby! Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
...2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
Welcome back to Branded Live from Matangas Pizzeria. Ralph Judkins along with Coach Manas. And big win this last weekend. Big win and exciting win in our first trip to Massachusetts, a place called Lowell, which is for the Massachusetts Pirates, their first season and or their first season in Lowell, as it were. What was that trip like, going to the East Coast, as opposed to what we've mostly been doing, which is...
West Coast, right?
Yeah, traveling west.
Well, we go west this week. It's an interesting trip because there was no direct flights. So we left very early on Friday. And I remember I got picked up at around 3:30 a.m., I think, Friday. So by the time we got to the hotel in Lowell, it was six o'clock at night. So it was a long day.
So that was right at the league-mandated or league-recommended window of 24 hours.
No one follows that. nobody does, for real. But the thing about it is, which is interesting, it was a good trip. We had a couple delays. Actually, when we landed, our bus inadvertently, rather than picking us up at the airport, drove to the hotel and waited there for us. And that put them back an hour and a half picking us up. So I treated the team to breakfast sandwiches at Dunkin' Donuts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Let me get that right. Yeah. So the bus that was supposed to meet you at the airport and take you to the hotel started the trip at the hotel.
Right, instead of picking us up at the airport.
And what were they doing? Expecting to take you to the airport?
Yes, apparently. There was a little language barrier when the bus driver got there. So he was a piece of work, that guy. He was a good guy, but he was a little beside himself. But now, you know, the trip itself, it's a business trip. You know, when you're going and you're in a position where you control your own destiny is what we've been talking about. So we went with a purpose, and I was really proud of the guys and the way they focused on the game and how we prepared all week and the meetings we had. Great participation by the players, and it was a good positive week. And when you have a week like that, it's easy to see yourself winning. This week's challenging because of the weather.
Right.
We got one in this morning, which we were really thankful. Good Lord kind of held off for us, and we practiced. And now I wrote the team a little note, and I said, if it rains, we're practicing. If it snows, we're practicing. We're practicing. So now's the time to show your grit. And just remember, we all grew up playing in the rain, the snow, the heat, the cold. Let's go back to our roots a little bit, and we have to get ready for NAS. They're a good football team.
Okay. We also had this last weekend a couple birthdays.
Yeah. DJ Meyer celebrated his birthday while we were there, which was nice. And then today is Khalil Finley's birthday. So a couple guys, happy birthday, boys.
Anything special that a team does on the road for
a birthday? I think – I don't know if anybody saw –
anything you can tell us about the team does.
I saw a bottle. I saw at least everyone had taken a shot and eating cake together and laughing. And, of course, DJ's mom, who is super mom, she was taking pictures and you know, being the consummate host that she is. So it made him feel, I'm sure it made him feel really good to have his family around him for that. But, you know, the game itself, I don't know how much you want to talk about that.
Oh, we do that in the second quarter.
Oh, okay. Round two, so much damage is going to be done.
Oh, yeah, this is Critch Weiss.
What did he write?
Oh, okay, first of all, Chris made the first comment, well, coach, good game. Y'all outperformed us at the end. That was definitely a top 10 win in your career.
No.
Okay. And then his next comment was round two, so much damage is going to be done. Even John Wayne won't be able to fix it. It's on site.
How much do you owe me now? You want to double down there big time? No, I don't care. You know, Mass is a good football team. I'm looking forward to playing them, you know, again. I want them to travel and do what we did and be competitive, and I'm sure it's going to be a dogfight. Mass is a good football team. I'm good friends with their ownership. We chatted after the game. Hassan asked me why I went for two. and I said, so I can beat you, Hassan.
Everyone's asking that question, and we'll get into that one in the next quarter, I think, when we get down to particulars.
Yeah, because that was a collaboration. It's not just me saying, yeah, we're going for two. Yeah, I have the ultimate save my job kind of decision to make. But we have a lot of confidence on our offense, so.
So anything else going on down in Gunslinger Nation that we should mention?
Trying to think. It's really just we played on when did we play? Sunday, right?
We'll be playing on Sunday. Saturday.
We played Saturday.
Yeah,
we played
the first game Saturday.
We didn't get home Sunday until probably, I don't know, 6, 7 o'clock at night. I gave the players off Monday and Tuesday.
So this was a see you Tuesday kind of day?
No, this is a see you Wednesday kind of week.
Ah.
Because we play on Sunday. So I was in the office and just working on stuff, breaking down film and doing my thing. But, you know, the players came in, got their treatment, got their rest. They needed it. You know, this late in the season, if we were in the NAL, the season would be over.
Right, because right? It is for the NAL.
AFL pretty much too, right? Yeah. I mean, they get a couple maybe, but, you know, we still have 5 games left plus the playoffs and the championship. So we go until, what, mid-August. So, you know, it's a grind. You got to be careful. You don't burn guys out. But in the same breath, we finished practice today and we conditioned. I'll tell you one thing that was staggering to me. It was the fourth quarter, and I want to give a shout-out to Caldwell. Caldwell, you know, a quarterback, obviously, always finds a way, and we're standing next to each other on the bench a lot of times. And, you know, when you get the insight of a quarterback standing next to you, he is a calming voice for me. You know, he'll say, hey, don't worry, we're going to make this. We're going to get this first down. Hey, don't worry, you know, we're going to – and I'm always like, yeah, we got to or we have to and that kind of thing. But he always does it. And then what was funny is, I know we're going to get into it in the second quarter, but it's just amazing how smart our football team is, our players are. They're really smart football players. And it's just evident when you talk to them and you spend any time with them. So I guess that's the only add-on.
And they're calm and collected. I do know one thing that is happening this Sunday is the Six Shooters camp is happening, and details on that are at the website as we're on the road. So I'm not sure. I know it probably won't be at the Freeman Coliseum.
No, it's at some professional studio.
Ah, even better.
I don't think they want them to bake little girls.
No, on the floor of the Freeman, yeah.
Or no, on our field.
Oh, no, out on the field. Well, they probably, I don't know if it's still going to be raining come Sunday.
I hope not. I hope not. I can just imagine flight delays now.
Yeah, first name storm of the season arriving on the Eastern Coast here. But I think people really came to hear more about the game and the decision that a lot of people were talking about. So I guess we'll get back and make more time for that then.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll be back with the second quarter and talking about the game on this last Saturday. You're watching Branded Live from Matangas Pizzeria, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
Reputation. It defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
this Sunday at 11 a.m. to catch the San Antonio Gunslingers on KCWX-TV. Get ready for some thrilling football action. Make sure you're tuned in. This is not football as you know it. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Branded Live from Matangas Pizzeria, and Dos Equis, a sponsor of the Gunslingers. Literally, we didn't have a glass or a bottle or a can to present, so they literally pulled off the handle from the tap to bring it over, and that's what we showed you.
And it's delicious.
And it is, yeah, and it's here, and it's cold.
And I'll tell you what, we haven't said it enough. Matangas Pizza is the best in San Antonio. It really is. If you haven't had a chance to come out here and try it, you really need to, because it'll change your world.
No, it's definitely good. I enjoy coming here on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Because that and the smell. I just love the smell of garlic and olive oil. Really,
I
really
got a
good.
Nice girl you should meet.
Her name's Olive Oil? I thought she's into a sailor, not Army guy.
All right.
So moving back, as it were, in time to this last game. Very, very important game because we need all the wins we can get. Got us over 500, but it didn't. First half, for those of us at home, we didn't get to see more than half of the third quarter due to continuing technical difficulties. And I will promise the fans in Massachusetts that you will get to see a complete game here when you see the broadcast here in San Antonio. We're solid. Just letting you know, you'll be able to see it. First half, the defense put on a heck of a show. We had three first half stops or full stops. They had to kick a field goal. Only one they got points on, and that was the margin at the end of, even though on top of that, we gave up a kickoff return at the opening and we lost a kickoff that we were supposed to possess.
Well, let's talk about those.
Okay.
So the kickoff return, we had a couple guys that failed to stay in their lanes and attack the ball carrier. We addressed that today in meetings, watching film. I don't think we'll be making that mistake anytime soon again. And then the other was the squib kick, and Harper turned to see if the ball was loose and caused a collision with Murray. And that's why the ball was loose. So, assignment error, but again, that won't be happening again anytime soon. So, sometimes you got to live through one so you don't do it again, you know? And I was proud of the way we responded on defense after that. So.
And the second half was really, that was the action of the game. I mean, we didn't see more than half of the third quarter, but starting the fourth quarter down by 10. Getting to within three on the point. And TC Stevens comes up and kicks a deuce in a facility that people said deuces were impossible.
I think that guy that Chris Bison here
said, exactly, that's
a little yapper.
We weren't going to get any deuces in Lowell.
That guy? Yeah, that guy. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, we weren't going to get any deuces. Impossible to get deuces. Well, first of all, you need a good kicker. We have an excellent kicker.
Check.
And every announcing, whether we're home or away, they know that I don't kick field goals for the most part. I think we've kicked one all year, maybe two.
I think two.
Two attempts in, 11 games?
Right.
Fourth down, we're going for it. It's just the way we play and the confidence we have in our players. And I'll be honest with you, you know, there's times when I've said to TC, looking at clock management, you know, what do you want to do? We could squib it. We can kill a little bit of time off the clock. This and then he goes, you don't want me to kick a deuce? And I said, yeah, you're right. Go kick a deuce. You know, and that's how we look at it. And I think he leads the league in deuces.
Yes.
Right? Part of that is because he's a consummate professional. I encourage people who come early for games, watch him prepare. It's like watching a surgeon getting ready to do a heart operation. The process he goes through, he's very meticulous and very good at his craft. But Yeah.
So and with that deuce, it turned a 3-point lead into a 1-point lead. And on
math.
The power of math makes things happen.
No, I wasn't criticizing. It's everything it sounds like it would be.
Right, and then with the subsequent score, this is the decision point. Okay, we are down to, I want to say there was 19 seconds left.
15.
15. It was under a minute. We were in the 1 minute timing rules. We scored. Easiest thing to do is to turn the ball over to TC Stevens to just boot it through the uprights, take the point, and take a tie game. And if you can hold them off for a few seconds, head into overtime.
Why is that the easiest thing to do?
Well, I think it's the wrong thing to do personally.
No, but I'm just curious because I've heard all the pundits up with their reasoning, you know.
And you are less like you are going to go for what is, quote, the sure thing.
Well, you're the rules expert, okay? So overtime is possession.
Correct.
So now you're relying on no fumbles, no tripping, no drop passes, you know, and you're relying on them not breaking away and getting an open guy or stuff that normally happens during the course of a quarter and not happening in a possession. I feel if you have an opportunity to win a game and you don't, then you're all talk. That's how I think about it. I think you're all talk. And everything I've said this year was where we're going to be, what we're going to do, how we're going to accomplish it. I got called every name in the book. You know, conceited, arrogant, this, that. And I kept saying, it's confidence in my people. Maybe now you guys will start believing me that I have confidence in my quarterback, who, by the way, today was named the fifth time MVP, offensive MVP for the fifth time. So when you put that in the play and you have that, you have guys like DJ Myers, Naquan Murray, Upshaw, Rashad. Who else am I missing there? DJ Murray, Rashad, Upshaw. Yeah,
Harper.
Those guys. And Harper. And then our offensive line. We've got a tremendous offensive line that I believe in. And like I said, I've won rings with those guys. It's hard not to bet on your people. And frankly, what kind of coach would I be if I didn't bet on my guys? I would rather be the guy out in front saying what I say and doing what I do so they don't have to. I'm a big boy and I'm an older guy. I'm 64 years old and I don't really care what people think. So I'm going to kind of say what I mean. And, if I'm going to do that, then I better have my actions back it up. Right. And not just talk the game. The other thing about that 2-point conversion is, which is kind of funny. So we just scored. Coach Fuller's on the headset. He goes, what do you want to do? Go for two? And I said, absolutely. I said, absolutely. He asked me, right? And I said, yeah, because he's going to do – Coach Fuller's a great coach, and he's going to do what I ask him to do. But in that particular case, how do you not bet on Fuller and Casanova and our guys that I mentioned? And then, of course, they had the interference call in the first attempt, which with these guys, three blind mice, I thought there's no way –
we were going to get the call because we're going to
get the call. We have not gotten the call. But it was so flagrant and it was so important. I think they had to. So when they gave it to us, and then a lot of people may or may not know this, they did it again the second time, but we declined.
Right. There was another holding.
Right. So they did the exact same thing twice. And so this time, and what was crazy about that is I'm standing there and, you know, we're, I don't want to say I was nervous. I was excited. I was anxious. And so I'm watching, and I hear on the headset that we were pulling out Naquan Murray and bringing Harper. And I said, you know, that's when you know you've got a hell of a roster, when you pull out probably one of the best receivers of all time in indoor football in this situation. And sure enough, who catches the ball but Harper?
Yep.
You know,
well,
so.
And Harper played his role. Everyone else was chasing the other three receivers.
Oh, yeah, he
out
leaked
there.
Across. Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone was worried about, and Harper was wide open. All he had to do was not drop the ball.
That's a big deal, though,
yes,
man.
Yes, at that
I
point.
Mean,
at
you,
that point.
You know, you got to have some big stuff going on.
I want to piggyback on what you said with Sam winning his fifth. Offensive player. How many games have we won?
Six.
So in five of the six times in the game wins, he's won league MVP.
Well, I'll take it a step further. Okay? We played 11 games. He's won MVP five times, right? If you don't give him the MVP award...
For the year?
For the year.
Yeah.
MVP of the league award.
Who else?
I mean, seriously. Okay, here's an interesting stat. He threw for 314 yards this week. The all-time record in the game is like 320-something. He was that close. But what he's done is he breaks his own season record for the league every time he wins an MVP. So he's broken his own record four
times. Been doing steps every single time he's
so I called him up and I told him that he won, and he didn't know. And I said, congratulations. And he said, you know, appreciate it, and, you know, team effort and all that kind of good stuff, all the stuff you'd hope somebody would say. But really, guys, I mean, whoever's in charge of this thing, if you do anything other than that, it's just not right. It's just not right. He's clearly the best at what he does.
It all starts with, okay, we've got Fuller calling the plays and running the coordination.
Who should be assistant coach of the year.
Right. Up front, you've got the best you can get protecting him, and you brought them over specifically to protect.
Right.
He has four receivers. Huh. When we run the four receiver set, any one of which would probably be, if not the number one, the number two on any other team out there.
I challenge any team to play this man.
No one's going to.
No, play this man. You're better than us? Okay,
yeah,
I get
sure.
it. Play this
yeah.
man. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. You know. Listen, I've said this from day one. This is not new, and I'm sorry if it sounds redundant, but those guys, when I built this team, I built this team to win the championship. That goal has never changed. Despite our record right now, hey, listen, we're not looking past anybody.
Right.
I've made that really, really clear. But make no mistake, we control our destiny. Nobody else controls our destiny. We control our destiny. I do a speech before every game with the team. Sometimes, some of the guys love the speech that I give about burning the boats.
Right.
With Captain Cortez, when he defeated the Aztecs, and how he pulled up on shore, and there were 600 of them going against 6,000
yeah,
Aztecs.
Nation.
And the scout came back and he said, Captain, there's 6,000 of them. And he said, yeah, light the boats on fire. You either win the war.
Or you die here.
Or you die here, right. And they ended up beating them. That was the end of the Aztecs, as we know it. So they like that story because it's always, you know, something that's comparable to defying odds. But this week, it was a little bit more cerebral. And we talked about affirmations, making affirmations. I make an affirmation every morning when I get up and I shave or brush my teeth. I got it on my mirror in my house, and it's an affirmation of certain things that I want to believe are going to happen on this day. And if you repeat them enough, sure enough, oddly enough, they happen because you start creating that mindset. So I had them all sit there quietly, and I gave the affirmation of the team. And you could just see them all, their heads started to nod, and then all of a sudden they started to clench their fists, and all of a sudden they started thinking. And this is a very smart football team. This is a very smart group of young men. And I don't care what anyone else believes. I just care what my 25 believes. If my 25 believe it will happen, it will happen. Plus my coaches, of course. That's a huge part of what we try to do. Now, we've won six of our last eight football games. I want to win June. I want to win July. I could give a rat's ass about April. Okay, the team Naz is facing on Saturday is there's not one defensive player playing that played in that first game. It's a totally different defense. So that being said, when you look at it, we've elevated, as James likes to say, and I like to say escalator, not elevator. Elevators are when you go straight up. There's only one way to go is down. And I kind of, Mike Davis is a great friend of mine, and they went through that three-game skid, you know, a couple bounces, a couple this, a couple that. They're a good football team, though. And there's other teams I've known. Hell, your team here last year came out 7-0.
It was 5-0. Everyone keeps adding numbers to it because I remember that because James Steubing, who just walked in, by the way, said we're going to do a graphic of a six-shooter revolver with the six teams that we had beaten if we had gone 6-0. So we went 5-1.
Well, the point
it didn't go well
as planned. So, again, winning June and July is critical to what we want to accomplish. And if we do that, we control our own destiny. And despite what anybody else does, and we'll talk about that later in the show.
They have no choice.
They're going to all start playing each other, and someone's going to have to lose.
So let's break that down, the path forward to our appearance in the playoff and what we believe from the beginning is an inevitable championship this season.
For who? Us?
Yes.
You know, hey, if I said no to that, I would be lying because as long as you make it into the show, you have a chance. Okay? As long as you make it into the playoffs, you have a chance. So our first goal, as is every week, is to win that weekend. Our second goal is to keep elevating in standings so we have an opportunity to make the playoffs. Third goal is to win our playoff game and end up being in the championship. Who else doesn't have a goal like that?
Well, I mean, if you don't have...
Besides Duke City and Tucson.
Yeah, if you don't have that goal at the start of the season and at the end of the season, what are you doing? I did have one question before we go real quick, because I definitely want to get to the breakdown of the rest of the season for the rest of the West. James Palmer asks, is drop kicks a possibility with T.C. Stevens?
No, he sucks at them.
Okay. Yeah, it's a skill. Yeah. I'm sure he could learn it.
No, I wouldn't even bother teaching it to him at this point. He's great at what he does. Let's just score more touchdowns. Let's just keep scoring touchdowns, not give up touchdowns, and it don't matter.
It won't matter because we won't have it. Or okay, clutch.
Hey, I'm not saying those drop kicks are cool and they're not handy to have 2 points in your pocket. But if we need 2 points, we just prove we can get 2 points.
Right.
We just do it the hard way.
As we did last Saturday.
Right,
and so we'll leave it at that. Now, that'll get us out of the second quarter. Come back. We're going to break down the rest of the West and the way home. You're watching Branded live from Matanga's Pizzeria, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Welcome to the Vegas!
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard, and we play hard, and eat good pizza.
Hey Gunslingers, come try Matanga's, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matanga's near you.
Guns up, slices up.
Welcome to South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center. Step into our operating rooms, where highly skilled surgeons work hand-in-hand with specialized technicians. Our dedicated team has extensive experience and expertise in spine and surgical procedures. Our commitment to patient safety is unwavering. We understand that your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where expertise, longevity, and state-of-the-art technology come together for your health.
Think you can do this?
It's the Kick for Cash event at the San Antonio Gunslingers game. You choose where to kick from. More yards equals more cash.
The five.
I'm kicking from the 10.
For your chance to win, go to sanantoniogunslingers.com or just come to the game. Look for the QR code. scan it, and you can be selected to kick for cash at halftime. There's nothing like being at a San Antonio Gunslingers game, especially if you can win some cash.
I tried kick for cash, and it was awesome.
We're back.
Go ahead.
Welcome back to Branded, live from Matangas Pizzeria, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring. Here we are in the third quarter, and Coach wanted to break down the road ahead, which for us is, well, it's
well, no, I, what I wanted to do is, because I get it, if you're sitting at home and you hear me saying, talking about playoffs and trying to win the championship and all that, and you go, wait a minute, they're 6-5. How is that even possible? There's a lot of stuff that's possible. We could even host a home playoff game. Okay, now, certain things have to happen. The first is we need to win out.
Right.
Okay. But if you look at the schedule, and this is another thing I did with the team. I took 20 minutes of a team meeting, and I said, I'm going to draw you a map to the championship. All you got to do is follow it. You follow the map. You do everything it tells you to do. Turn here, do this, do that. You're going to win the championship. I said, here's how it's going to go. And just, I want everyone as fans to understand what I'm talking about when I say that. That's no disrespect to any other team, because they're all doing the same thing.
Right.
Okay. But if we went out, we're 11-5. Okay, 11-5 won the championship last year in Bay Area.
Yeah, James Dutch, who is an a NAS fan, says anything is possible in the West still, and you're absolutely correct. And, Coach, I guess it's time to lay out those possibilities.
So just to put things in perspective, most teams have 5 games left. Some have 4, okay? But if you look at Bay Area right now, and Bay Area is 9-2, okay? Bay Area is playing Duke City this weekend. I think Bay Area will do very well against Duke City. But Duke City has the ability to beat anybody. You ask any coach in this league, any team in the West has an opportunity to win every week. Then the following week, they play Vegas. Bay Area against Vegas. Someone's got to lose, right? Then after that, they got to play Northern Arizona. Someone's got to lose that game. Then they play Duke City again. Okay? Never know. And then they close out with San Diego. Someone's got to lose that one. Okay, so they have some key games that affect us. Whether they win or lose helps us because of who they're playing. Right? So now you look at Vegas. Vegas has got Arizona this weekend. I talked to Mike Davis. I tried to bribe him. Then you got Bay Area. Then you got San Diego. Then you got Northern Arizona, and then you got Tucson. I mean, they have 4 incredibly difficult games ahead of them, okay? And they're sitting at 8-3?
8-3 overall.
Okay. That could be 8-7. It could end up being 12-4, okay? So it can go one way or the other. But again, whether they win or lose helps us in what we're trying to do. Arizona probably has the best coming out party.
Right.
Arizona plays Vegas this weekend, like I said. Then they have Iowa. Then they have Tucson. And then they have a bye week. And then they play us at our place, which I said at the beginning of the year, if you go back on the shows, I said that may be the determining factor on playoff picture. Okay?
Yep.
Then we have NAS. NAS has San Antonio, us, obviously. Then they go to San Diego, Bay Area, Vegas. So those are 3 incredibly tough games, and they finish the season with Duke City. Again, nothing to lose. I'd onside kick every play. I would do.
Mikhail's the guy to do it.
I mean, I would do some crazy stuff. All right. San Diego has Tucson, NAS, Vegas, and Bay Area. Okay, you're getting the drift, though, right?
Yep.
All right, now us, we don't have it easy. We got NAS, Frisco, Mass, Tucson, and then finish with Arizona. My point is, regardless of what you may or may not think our opportunities are. Our opportunities will be there as long as we win. If we win, we're going places, because it literally sets itself up where we had to play all those teams in April and May. Now they all have to play each other in June and July. So as much as I hated our schedule all year, I find it incredibly ridiculous that we play so many non-conference games. That in itself, though,
And it's who we played non-conference. It's not just it's not just that we played Eastern teams now.
No, how come we didn't play Jacksonville?
You know, we didn't play them three times.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. No, we're going to play Frisco.
Oh, Mass. Right. Twice.
Frisco three times. I mean, top 1-2 teams in the league. Now, the interesting thing is, like Green Bay. Green Bay didn't play any non-conference games. They didn't play any teams in the West. You know, and I find it incredibly unfair the way it set itself up. I'm fine with where we're at. I'm just saying, hopefully in the future, we get an opportunity to play more teams in our own conference, and if we do play someone in a crossover, that we go from there. I'll tell you how. Everyone says, "Oh, there's great parity this year." No, there's not. Right now, we would be in third place in the East,
and we're currently sixth in the West.
Right. I mean, we would be solidly third place in the East, and in our division, you got Tucson and Duke City have been eliminated from the playoffs
already.
Already, Jacksonville's 2-9, and they're still in it.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to lobby hard and say, take the best 8 teams in the country. Don't take the best 4 and the best 4. I don't care if there's 7 in the East and only 1 in the West. I don't care if there's 7 in the West and only 1 in the East. That's how it should be. The best should play the best for the playoffs if you want to have a true championship.
Now, isn't there another league that already does that?
CFL.
That we send people to as...
Yeah, I was in the CFL. Yeah. That's how you do it. You cross over if there's, you know... And the whole concept of us playing so many non-conference games and then you telling me, well, yeah, it's percentage of wins and, you know, yeah, that's BS because my percentage is going to be different than your percentage if you're playing teams that have losing records and I'm playing teams that all have winning records. You know, there's not going to be continuity is my point. So I think a couple things. I think that, the schedule. I think conference play, I think crossovers, I think the vet rule. You guys all know how I feel about that. There's certain things, and again, these are just my opinion. They'll never happen, but why have a show if you can't tell what you're thinking?
There was an online poll conducted, not exactly a scientific sample.
Yeah,
but
how'd that work out?
I think it was 3-1. It was 3-1 in favor of dropping the vet rule. If it wasn't 3-1, it was 2-1. But it definitely more were interested in...
Best players play.
Yes, having the best players play and the best teams play.
I don't want to be in a participation league. I would love to have the absolute best players in the country and not have them spend the time with you for a couple years, mature, get great, and then all of a sudden you got to say, I can't keep you because I need a quarterback or I need a wide receiver. Or
a kicker.
A kicker. Or I need, yeah. I mean... It's just silly. It's just silly to me. Cutting guys' careers short because they're good at what they do and they're just too old.
Do have at least one comment I think you'd want to take in here before we go. Hannah Bass saying, hi, Papu. That's a nice shirt. Love, Eli.
Yeah, I never get to wear this shirt. I was going to have Jordan put a logo here.
Really? Put an eye? Would you iron it?
A gunslinger.
Yes.
No. Have it embroidered.
Have it embroidered.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know yet. It's kind of hard to give up this shirt. It's been with me a long time.
Angie Martin, Sports Coast to Coach, saying that since conference win percentage is the first tiebreaker, not head-to-head, it doesn't make sense to have such a disparity in teams' numbers of non-conference games.
Bingo.
Yeah. And... Like I say, Sports Coast to Coast has been the organization that been monitoring and most closely fanning on for the longest time that I was able to find on the IFL, so I like their opinion. I like the people that write for them.
Yeah, not just because you agree with us, but,
right.
You know, hey,
it's nice.
Any valid opinion is great. Just, okay, this came up. We were talking about this before. And some people think, I get it. Listen, I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and I get it, and I'm okay with that. I always say, you know, if you're my friend, you're okay with not drinking out of a garden hose, you're drinking out of a fire hose. Okay, I get it. But if you're allowed to give an opinion, right, as a fan, I'm allowed to give you my opinion back. Now, if you give me your opinion based on fact, I will agree with you. If you give me your opinion based on opinion and emotion, I'm probably going to argue with you because I'm an analytics guy. I look at numbers. And just like we talked about a map to the playoffs, who's going to argue with what I just said? Somebody will. And somebody will say, well, you're overlooking that. No, I'm not. I included that. And I'm saying, I'm giving you an analytic opinion based on fact. This is going to happen whether you like it or not. These games are going to get played. So I just want to put that out there. And I get it. Hey, listen, if you like what I do, I appreciate it. If you don't like what I do, I really don't care.
So two more comments have shown up that I absolutely have to include. Weston Coleman was the guy who did the poll that I was referring to.
Oh.
And I was wrong on the numbers. He says, Coach, last show I asked you how many fans you think would be in favor of changing the veteran rule, and you answered 85%. Well, he put a poll out there on Facebook, and you were right on. 141 respondents agreed that it should be changed, and that was exactly 85% of the votes.
Damn.
And the poll is still up there. Really? If you disagree with us, you can get onto Facebook and find it.
I think that goes for coaches, players. I'm not your owners, but I think coaches, players.
Now, funny you should mention owners.
Okay.
Because the last word I wanted us to get in was that of Don Rackler. He said, we are in the entertainment business. We should put on the best show for our fans by having the best players in the game.
There you go, Don. Thank you for that.
And
here's a guy who when – okay. I was fortunate enough to get invited to the Christmas party this year. And I stayed a little longer so I could go to the Christmas party because I heard raving things about it. And it did not disappoint. It was as advertised, let me tell you. Anything Don Rackler does is beyond first class. But the people got up there, and certain people won awards. And, well, just about everybody won an award because they're all outstanding employees. But the longevity of his staff and people who are with him, you know, 10 years, 25 years, 30 years, 15 years, 17 years, 23, all these people. Imagine if I walked into his business and I said, after 3 years, they go on vet status. You're only allowed to keep 7 of them.
And hey, they have to find another trade.
No, can you imagine this, though? Hey. I understand that you're the world's best plumber. You're the world's best electrician. You're the world's bestest, but I can't keep you. Not because I don't want to keep you. It's because the rules say I can't keep you. That's how ridiculous that rule is. We should be glorifying the fact that players develop in our league and do everything. What we're doing when we push out vets is we're sending them to other competitive leagues. We're sending them to the AFL.
We're doing exactly what we said we weren't going to be, which is to be a developmental league another program.
Hey, I'll tell everybody this right now.
We're not.
If you want to come here and play, here's the first thing I tell you. I am not a developmental league coach. My job is not to get you to the next level. My job is to win championships for Don Rackler and James Steubing and the San Antonio Gunslingers, period. If in the process you shine enough to get an offer, I will help you pack and be happy for you. But it's not the goal you should come here with. Your goal coming here should be this. I'm gonna put something out there to you that will tell you the type of character and the people we have, and I hope I don't embarrass them for breaking this trust. The day we were to start football camp this year, Sam Castronova got an offer, a private invite to a pro day in the NFL. And he didn't go, and he honored his contract here. All I'm saying, the MVP of the league decide to stay. And by the way, next year, that same guy that we're talking about becomes a veteran. So now what do I say? We'd love to have you back, Sam, but I can't have that lineman. I can't have that receiver. I can't have that running back. I can't have that linebacker. Okay. We'll follow the rules, but I'm just saying you're not going to keep the best talent in doing that. You're just not going to. Hell, if they had a veteran role, I'd have been fired 40 years ago.
I can add absolutely nothing to that, and so I won't. This will do it for the end of the third quarter. When we come back, we're going to talk Northern Arizona and how we are going to continue our winning ways. You're watching Branded live from Matanga's Pizzeria, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word. It's our foundation. From the people we employ, service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go Gunslingers, let's go baby, woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
Welcome back to Branded. It's the fourth quarter as we take a look at our meeting. There's Matt. We hadn't seen Matt in a while. Hey, Matt, how you doing? Wave to the folks on camera. As we go out to face Northern Arizona, James Dutch, a fan of the Wranglers, says, may the best team win on Sunday.
I agree 100%. James, just so you, James said that, right?
Yeah, James Dutch.
When we do our team prayer pregame, that's exactly what we pray for.
That the best team will win.
Best team wins. I want the best team to win. If we're the best team, God bless us. If we're not, then they should win.
Philip Higginbotham, my broadcast partner on the stream and host of the Smoking Guns podcast, says, our home opener was against Northern Arizona. We get to gauge how much better we are at this point.
I agree, but also they've gotten better.
Yes.
They've gotten much better than when we played them the first time.
Yeah. And a quick follow-on from Chris Weiss saying, mm-hmm. We have three vets on the squad, and
yeah,
he wishes the kicker didn't count.
Okay, first on, you have three vets on the squad. You have like 15 NFL guys on your squad, too. Okay, then we're in NFL camps. And then as far as the kicker rule goes, I wholeheartedly agree with. That's the first time and last time I'm ever going to agree with you, by the way. Okay, but no, I think that's a valid point. No, I'm just
well,
kidding.
He's not on here to be agreed with. We're not necessarily
no,
here.
No, I know. He should watch his coach's show.
Oh, wait.
Crickets. Crickets. Crickets.
Well, no, he actually has the skill. He could host one.
Yeah, he could. He's an enthusiastic fan.
Yes.
Naive, but enthusiastic.
Well, let's not be naive about Northern Arizona. We're going up against a squad that currently is holding the fourth seed, but has, as we've mentioned, a bit of a rough road ahead of them. They have two games at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the first one.
I think the roughest game they have is us. They just got spanked by Arizona, and they're going to come out hungry, and they're going to be super tough. And I have nothing but respect for Les Moss and his staff. And I think they're going to give us the absolute best version of themselves. And I think we better bring the best version of ourselves if we don't want to disappoint. They're good. I make no bones about it. You know, I thought Mass was going to be good, and they were, as advertised. You know, they're just running through a rough patch. But Naz, they're a really good football team. Hell, they won the championship, 24 months ago.
Yes, and when they were picked to finish dead last by a certain other commentator who doesn't like to be reminded of that particular pick.
Who was that?
In their pregame. DuCon.
Oh. Well, I would never. DuCon, it's okay. You're still the best in my book.
The video is still up, though, so he stands by his work. but that video is still out there of his picks.
Okay, erase it, DuCon. Erase it.
Alex Schubert telling us it's going to be a great game, and the numbers on that. Northern Arizona is 6.5 points favorites. That's,
what was Mass? Mass was 7. 7?
Yep, 7-point favorites. And we have the highest over-under at 102.
Really?
Yeah, that's the highest over-under.
I'll just call my defense now. They can stay home.
Yeah.
I mean, really? 102?
Alex says...
Hey, guys, if anybody on our defense is listening to that, please take that to heart and take that personally. And I'm sure Naz's defense is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Thinking about a vacation. Alex says take San Antonio and the points all the way and be sprinkling on a plus 210 money line.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I appreciate the fact that that could win you some money, but points don't mean anything to me, obviously. Our goal has always, and I will maintain this, our goal is to win by 20 every time we go on the field. So we take referees, situational stuff away. We take away anything that could deter us of an uncontrollable thing that helps us win or lose a football game. Now, does that ever happen? Rarely. But if you have that mindset, it's what gets you to win by one. It gets you to win by two or three. It gets you to win because you're constantly trying to be, you can never take your foot off the gas. And we made that mistake early on where we would come out, have a great three quarters, have a bad fourth quarter, have a great, have a terrible first quarter, second quarter, have a great third quarter. You know, we can't do that. We have to be consistent moving forward. We truly have to be consistent moving forward. I don't think people appreciate the fact that when you're a coach, I want you to think about something for a minute, everybody. I want you to go in tomorrow, and I want you to put your mortgage, your car titles, your kids' education, your grandkids' education, your vacation money, and I want you to put it all on the table and pick 25 people to do what you need them to do for you to be able to keep it. So a lot of times when you're coaching...
And that's just a week in the season for a head football coach.
That for every coach at every level in professional sports. So it's a very, you know, we take... Listen, there's never been a coach in the world that's won a game.
Right.
Coaches lose games. Players win games. Okay? You never hear the media sitting there saying, except last weekend, where a certain player cost him a game or did something, right? It's usually it was poor coaching. It was this. It was that. It was bad calls. It was this. How do you know it was a bad call? Maybe it was a great call and someone just didn't perform, right? Or how do you know it wasn't a great defense call but somebody missed the tackle? And that's okay. We're big boys. That's the job we chose. So we take the heat, and I'll always take the heat for my players, always, no matter what happens. It's on me. And I always tell Don this, if you ever don't feel like we're where we need to be or this team isn't a replica of what you want it to be, no hard feelings, just call me in and fire me. But I will try to make it so we're not only good this year, but we're good in 25, 26, 27, 28, and on, and build a legacy, build a star here like the Cowboys. Build something of a franchise like that, a historic franchise. And that's my goal. It's not just 1 year. It's what we can bring in by who we bring in. So,
hey, we're not going anywhere.
I don't think so.
No.
Listen, I'm not naive. Don and James could probably do anything they want in this world. God's been good to them. They've worked real hard at what they do. But they chose this. And I think they chose this for a couple things. Don put it out there about entertainment. He really wants to be affordable, fun, family entertainment for the citizens of San Antonio. I think that's his number one goal. His number two goal is, he reminds me of it, win him a ring.
Yeah.
Which I think is, that's the proper priority. You know, first and foremost, take care of your town, take care of your city, take care of your team, take care of all that. And then secondly are the accolades that come from that hard work. And that's a guy who, you know, for many, many years, it's funny. There's a cool story. I walked into Brian's office one day and I said, before the guys were hired and all that, this is in the off season. I said, this is a cool office. It's got a shower in it. He goes, yeah, that was my office when I started. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I'd work on the road all day doing installations. And then I'd go in there and take a shower and go out and make sales calls. I mean, this is a guy who earned everything he's got. That's why I have so much respect for him. And I hope I didn't embarrass him by saying that, but that just goes to show that the kind of character he has, the kind of character we're trying to surround this team with. And, you know, him and Pam, not only are, you know, and James and Stephanie are not only our owners, but they're also my friends, you know, in the sense that you want to always do good for your friends. And that's a big part of it, too. So
I'd like to end on two positive notes for the show before we run too far over time. Alex Schubert says he met you in Massachusetts. He wanted to thank him for taking a few seconds after warmups to do the meet and greet. And another unrelated question. We do have some people here who'd be able to answer this better than I could. Monica Martin, again, from Sports Coast to Coast. At halftime, could you touch on what some of the players are doing out in the community as far as appearances? There was at least one I saw this week on Facebook. Appearances
well,
that I know about.
Jen and Brian would probably be better to answer that question. But for the most part, and this is where sometimes, you know, that meets when you have a really weird schedule like we've had some interesting travel and some other things. Sometimes it limits how much you can do because I'm pretty protective of my guys' rest time.
Absolutely.
And but I also see the necessity for all the hard work and all of our sponsors and community events where we try to make sure that we at least, you know, we're involved in that. I know I have some things scheduled. I know players just did was it today they did the Zoom meeting for? Yeah, and then, you know, we're doing stuff with Tiger Bomb. We're doing stuff with a bunch of different sponsors. And the thing about it is it's not just the sponsors. And here's a big thing, I guess. Monica, I guess this is the best way to handle this. We're always, today I came to this thing to do the show. I made a stop on my way here. Probably had a 45-minute conversation with the family about us. I pumped gas and got into a conversation, handed a guy a card. I said, call me, I'll give you a couple tickets, you know, for you and your family. Where, you know, where I go pick up my chew or something, you know, I'm talking to people there and we're having discussions. It's always, you're always in community service mode. And you're not only promoting, you know, hey, come to a Gunslingers game. No, you're promoting, I don't even care if you give me any money. I'll give you a ticket to come to a Gunslingers game because I want you to really enjoy and see what we have to offer. And when you figure out that you can come to a Gunslingers game and have 3.5 hours of some of the best entertainment you've ever had in your life versus going to a movie where it's going to cost you a couple hundred bucks now to go to a movie.
Right.
You know, by the time you buy popcorn at, what, 20 bucks a barrel, you know, yeah. and a Coke is $7, $8, and you start doing that kind of stuff, and you got a family. And trust me, I had little ones, and they'd say, hey, let's go to the movie. And as they got older and they started having kids, hey, let's all do a family movie night. $300-$400.
Right.
When you got six kids, wives, girlfriends,
and it's not as, it's not as much fun. And what movie are you gonna go see?
Well, yeah, and right, and but my maybe the theater? That's a bad example. But what I'm saying is, it's, you know, I can sit, you can sit next to your child, have a conversation, have fun, catch a T-shirt, watch the games going
catch
on.
A football, catch a
football. But just the entertainment value of everything. You see these little kids on YouTube when the camera comes on them?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Somebody smart-ass said something to me. He goes, don't they know that's just on YouTube? And I said, yeah, forever.
Right.
So when they're 40 years old and they were 8, they can go back and watch when they were 8 at a game.
And that's your grandfather right there, yeah, that took me to the game.
I said, yeah, it's a big deal.
Wow, he looked really young. Yeah. Well, right. These things happen.
Yeah, but see, that's when we get into the entertainment value. And like I said, that's why, well, here, we're in Mass. We're in Lowell and pregame. And there's a couple and their two small children sitting right by the bench. So I walk over to him. I go, how you doing? I shake hands with him. And I said to the dad, I said, bet you a box of popcorn, we win. And he said, you're on. And I said, okay. So then I was walking down the other side, and there's these three kids on the rail and their grandpa and somebody else. And I said, bet you a box of popcorn, we win. And they all go, yeah. And the grandpa goes, yeah. I said, okay, that's 4. So now I get 5. So when the game ended, they were gone, right? No, but the one guy...
You didn't want 4 boxes of stale popcorn anyway.
The one guy was still sitting there with his children, probably waiting for the traffic to clear.
Yeah.
And I said to Yessie, give me a football. And so she gave me a football, and I walked over to that guy, and I said, I know I won. You don't owe me popcorn, but here, and thanks for being a great fan of indoor football. You'd have swore I gave him a gold brick. And the first thing he did is handed it to the boys, his little boys, and they were thrilled to death. And I think you're an ambassador no matter where you go and what you do and how you do it. So it's not just in our community. It's all the communities we touch throughout the United States, too. So
that's fun. And again, we will give the Jen chimed in here saying she had the privilege of being out with Jen Bonobo,
Director of marketing. Marketing? Sponsors. Sponsors.
Sponsor, coordinator, director.
Yes, right. She's the boss.
Privilege of being out with our gunslingers and community, and what I see is they're so caught up in the moment, we don't always take photos. We'll get better at that. So we'll have a little more evidence to show show you, Monica, that there. Yeah, I was gonna get to that. We get to that. The final word before we wrap this up tonight, as always, belongs to Don Rackler, who says, we also want to be the first professional football team to bring a championship to the good, hardworking people of San Antonio and South Texas.
Amen.
Well, amen to
no
that.
No pressure, boss. I got you.
I
love that.
And with that, we will break out and do our meet and greet and call it a night. You've been watching Branded live from Matenga's Pizzeria and sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
Must be that time of the year again where we work hard and we play hard. And it's good pizza.
Hey, gunslingers, come try Matenga's, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matenga's near you.
Guns up, slices up.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
And this will wrap up our week 14 show. Make sure you have liked and subscribed. Before we go, before you go, definitely like and subscribe. And now it brings us to that special moment of the evening with the coach. As always, coach, take it away.
Miss Susan, I miss you and I love you. Lila, Lily, Liliana, Mila, and Eli, go to bed. I love you.
This has been Branded for Week 14, June 19th. Happy Juneteenth, 2024. And as always, folks, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.